WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
If you're looking for a good end-of-summer read, critic Maureen Carrigan recommends Motor City, a lively first novel by Bill Morris.
Just about everybody who was anybody in the 1950s makes an appearance in Motor City. Marilyn Monroe and Joe DiMaggio, Ike and Mamie, Elvis, Miles Davis, and the king of the road himself, Jack Kerouac. But the most mesmerizing real-life character in this novel is the 1954 Buick Century. The Century was the car of the year. It came in lots of jaunty color combinations, seafoam green and canary yellow, shrimp pink and anthracite black, and it sported a wraparound windshield, Dynaflow transmission, white walls, and a steering wheel as big as a basketball hoop. One of its admirers in Motor City describes the appeal of the Century this way. It was a stunning departure from the stodginess of cars in the 40s and early 50s, a car that announced that the war was now ancient history, so let the good times roll. For Bill Morris, the Buick Century is both a metaphor for the vulgar exuberance of the mid-50s and a literal vehicle for transporting readers back into the past. The Century is to Morris what the tea biscuit was to Proust. One whiff of that Simonized new car smell, and we're off for a long, seductive test drive down memory lane. Motor City, as its title suggests, is mostly set in Detroit in 1954. It tells the story of a group of executives and workers in GM's Buick division who are furiously trying to beat out Plymouth for third place in annual sales. There's an ex-reporter turned publicity hack named Will Lomax, his boss, Ted Mackey, a chrome-plated creep, and an ambitious young car designer named Claire Hathaway, who's having an affair with Ted. These and other fictional characters keep colliding with actual 50s personalities. In fact, the great fun of Motor City is that its plot lines are as intricate as highway interchanges, looping around, crisscrossing, and running parallel to history. When Will is flying back from a business trip to California, who should be sitting next to him on the plane but Ray Kroc, the visionary salesman who's just bought a hamburger joint from a couple of brothers named McDonald. Claire, we learn, lost her virginity in college to her literature professor, an eccentric Russian emigre named Nabokov. And Ted Mackey has the phone conversation of his dreams with Marilyn Monroe when he tries to persuade her to star in an ad campaign as GM's Wildcat Girl. But Morris isn't just interested in presenting a Happy Days version of the 1950s. His extended cast of characters also bumps into Joe McCarthy and Father Coughlin. And there's a sad subplot in which a GM exec searches for his lost Japanese sweetheart, only to discover that her face was destroyed in the bombing of Hiroshima. The great danger of a fictional factoid novel like Motor City is that it can become too gimmicky, like one of those so-called historical episodes of Quantum Leap. Morris does make one jackknife plot turn to ensure that a character meets the undiscovered Elvis, but otherwise he never strays over the white line that separates the barely credible from the out-and-out contrived. Sure, I knew Morris was taking me for a ride in Motor City, and I enjoyed every single gas-guzzling minute of it.
Maureen Carrigan teaches at Georgetown University.